She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live in Honolulu, Hawaii, and also on the internet. For those of you that have friends out of Hawaii, on the other islands, that cannot pick up the broadcast, have them go into my website and click on the live radio show. We like to help the people, and that's what this show is about. Now, I've mentioned before about tire dates. Now, folks, this is really, really important. Look at the tire dates on your tire. There's an oval shape, four numbers. The first two is the week, the second two is the year. All tires have a lifespan, just like your fan belts, everything rubber, they all have a lifespan. Tires have a lifespan, a safe lifespan, of 6 years. Yeah, you could go 7 or 8 years, but don't push it. The tires can explode. When they explode, especially with the bad roads we have in Hawaii, it will cause a car to lose control. Be safe. Don't be sorry. There's a lot of companies that sell used tires. Beware. How much is your life worth? How much is your children's life worth? Don't wake up at the funeral. Wake up before that. The accident they had on the Big Island, where they claimed the car crossed the line and caused a big accident where the cars caught fire and 3 people died. They blame it on alcohol, drugs, or whatever, speeding. Yeah, it could be speeding. But what really caused it? Did anybody try to check if the tires were out of date? Did anybody ever think about the tires? It's something you have to look at. I do this radio show to help you, the people of Hawaii, and the world, whoever is listening. It is super important to look at the tire date before something like this happens. Okay? So please, spread the word. Help your family, your friends. Let them know. Let them know about the tire date. A lot of people only look at the thread. The thread doesn't tell you anything other than it has thread. It's the sidewalls that will crack and explode, causing the car to crash. I don't care if you're Mario Andretti or Carroll Shelby, anybody. The tire explodes, you will not be able to control it. Okay? Now that we're on the subject of tires, if you have an old car, a collectible car, that you cannot find tires for, there's a company called Cooper Tires. C-O-O-P-E-R. Cooper Tires, that will make any size tire that you want. For those collectible cars, They make the red line, the red stripe, all kinds of tires, white walls, you name it, Cooper tires. But no matter if it's Cooper, Pirelli, whatever, they all have a 6-year safe lifespan. Even if the tire sat on a shelf for 10 years, it is not good. Okay? It's not the using age, it's the age when it was made. Okay? So please be careful. Too many lives are lost, and people don't know why. The DUI law. People always blame DUI. You know, when there's an accident, well, the guy was drunk. Okay? That's the first easiest thing to blame. From then on, do they go forward? No. Yes. I mean, the guy is intoxicated. Yeah, that causes the speeding and all that. But how do you really know the accident was caused by an intoxicated driver? You need to check more. You need to make stricter laws on DUI. Okay, so I don't know. Stricter laws will curb drunk drivers. Anyway, when you have to tune your car up, I recommend highly to use the Autolite XP spark plugs. It's called Extra Performance Spark Plugs. They're fantastic. They were first designed for the Japanese race motorcycles that rev super high. They're excellent spark plugs. I've tested them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be recommending them. The same with the air filters. The K and N. The letter K as in Kenneth and the letter N as in Nancy. Air filters, a lifetime. They flow the best air and you get better gas mileage. Okay? You should check your motor oil every month. Check your motor oil every month. People are losing motor oil even on brand new cars, any car. It's because of low octane gasoline. When you're running substandard gasoline, the piston will rattle and cause oil to go past and out the exhaust. You will not see an oil leak, but the engine will use oil because of low octane. Yes, I know, your book says 87 octane, and you're picking up the pump that says 87, but it is not 87, folks. I'm telling you this because I know I tested. Okay? Shell is the best gas to use, and the higher the octane, the better. So always use the 92 Shell. It will give you better mileage, and your oil consumption will be far less. Too many people are running around with only 1 or 2 quarts in the engine because they're too lazy to check the oil. That's why a lot of new cars today do not have an engine oil dipstick. That's to check oil. Because how many people check their oil? How many of you listening really check your motor oil? I don't see nobody raising their hands. Anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
We have Brent from Manoa.
Hi, Brent.
Hello. Hey, I have a perplexing problem. I have a 93 Toyota Corolla wagon, and essentially this is the fifth gas tank that's been in the car. I just replaced one I bought from Napa less than 6 months ago, and it already started leaking. I just replaced it yesterday, $200 a pop, by the way. The guy I bought the car for was freaking out. He was going, really? You know, I put two gas tanks in that car. And so it had the original one went. He put in two, and I put in two. So it's fifth gas tank for this car. And when I opened it, I noticed lately when I opened the gas cap, it's a huge. It's like Old Faithful geyser for about 3 seconds, 4 seconds of fumes. So I was thinking, maybe the venting system's not working properly, because the last two tanks, the last one I replaced and this last one, the dent was from the inside of the tank out. It was a little bulge about the size of the quarter in the exact same place both times. So could gas expansion pressure do that?
No. Where is it leaking from?
The bottom, kind of like right in the middle of the tank, and it's a little bulge. It looked like someone, like if Superman could stick his thumb in there and press out the metal. And it was from the inside. It's really freaking me out. How did that happen?
And when you changed the gas tank, did you change the fuel pump?
I did not change the fuel pump. The fuel pump was working fine.
Okay, the next time you change that gas tank, when you put the fuel pump back in, See if you feel it holding back from going down.
Oh, you know what, though? The area the dent was in the Puka is way away from the fuel pump.
The fuel pump's
more towards, it's about a foot away at least.
What kind of gas are you using?
I use Super.
What brand?
When I try to go to the one you recommend, the
Shell?
The Shell, I'm not always near a Shell when I need gas, but I always try to use Super. I do always use Super.
Okay. We test the Shell, and we don't find water in the fuel. Okay, but other brands, we have found different service stations with water. And water could cause rusting of the tank.
But why would it be a dent from the inside out both times, and which created a weak point in the metal because it stretched, you know, and then there became a puka. It's not rust. I looked inside the tank. I drained it, and I looked inside there with a flashlight.
No rust.
And it's totally brand new. The tank was 5 months old. I bought it at Napa. It's really strange. Like I said, it's like someone took a little ball peen hammer or something inside, a little Menahoney, and went boom, you know, and there's a hole.
Never heard of that. Did you try taking the tank back to Napa?
Well, I couldn't find my receipt on this one, but even if I do find my receipt, I'm going to do it, yeah. But you still, you know, the one I bought at O'Reilly has a 3-year guarantee, so we'll see what happens.
Well, do you have the old tank?
I do.
I'd like to see it. Okay. Never heard of something like this.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Okay, give me a call, and I'd like to see it.
Okay, how do we do that?
My number is 348.
Hang on, let me write something down here. Okay, 348.
3099.
348-3099.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I work all 5 days a week, though, so it'd probably be on the weekends, the only time I could do it.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Give us a call if you have a question or whatever at 524-1080. Okay? Now, time. Yeah?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Doing great here. Just having a quick discussion with Wanda. Welcomed her back. But 2 points, well, 3 points. But first thing, you heard about the lady that drove out of the parking structure?
Mm-hmm.
Three stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good car, right? I mean, she's still alive. Car work. My question is, what kind of building do we do? I wouldn't think you'd be able to drive a car off a parking lot at three stories. But the article says tile wall.
It was concrete.
They don't have to put, like, guardrails in there or something to keep a car from going through it?
It was concrete.
So, I don't know, George. What do you think?
You know, it's a big thing with the building department. They're engineers, Bob. They know way more than we do. But cars go through, right?
I'm just amazed. Is that a guardrail? I just can't picture it. I would think you would build a parking lot. I would say, hey, can a car go through this wall? Yes. Well, maybe we should put something in there so the car won't go through the wall. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, it reminds me of Ala Moana. Those kids sit on the rail.
And
the
they fall off.
Breaks, and the kid dies. And what does everybody say? Oh, I guess we didn't check the rail enough? You know where I'm going with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm not riding a rail for 10 years. I don't care what anybody... I told people that, they're like, why? I said, I want to make sure that thing settles. It's like, I don't know. That's just me, you know. I'm just that guy. And on my final note, and then I'll listen to this off the air. They're running commercials now for motor oil that you can drive for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm torn because I remember Cutting Edge George was the first. Remember you said mm-hmm. silicone? I mean, not silicone, synthetic oil.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how much grease you got?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nobody's going to use synthetic oil. That stuff's too expensive. That's stupid. This is the ripoff. You cannot buy regular oil now. Everywhere you go, all the cars, full synthetic. And then you're talking about the dipstick. Is this where we're headed? You know how the transmissions are sealed?
Mm-hmm.
Are we looking at a day when they're just going to give you an engine?
That's right.
And the engine, they're going to say, this engine's good for 100,000 miles.
No,
don't do anything. And
the manufacturers
great,
want you.
The
manufacturers want you to buy a new car.
Well, I
hey, if I was selling cars, I want you to buy a new car.
Yep, that's why they make it that way.
Yeah, because like you're saying, the transmissions now can't check the oil, and I looked at mine, same thing, and it says transmission replace it. 200,000 miles or something like that. I'm going, well, what if it works at 200? I guess you just keep driving it till it works.
Mm-hmm.
Such a time you live in. Such a time. So, folks, my tip for the day, I don't know how the lady drove off the top, but in most families, you have somebody that you know shouldn't be driving, and today might be a good day to reflect on that. Now I know people are going to call in. There's Roland, Evil Bob, doesn't want people driving. No, folks, I want people to be safe. That's all. I'm not against people using a handicap if you're handicapped. So don't call on me, but go ahead, because at least I know you're listening. Have the conversation with your family. If there's somebody that you think, you know, might be a little on edge, and not that they're old, what if they're taking cough medicine? You know, we are there with them. You have to step up and go, you know, remember the whole campaign for drunk driving was what? Not the drunk drivers. The other people have to stop the drunk. A person drunk is going to drive. They don't care. And you can't talk them out of it. You have to stop them. Okay, I know I went way long. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next? Okay. Anyway, we're getting back to the parking structure, folks. It's you, the people of Hawaii, at fault. Yes. Why? Because you allow it. Yes, the buildings are put up by so-called engineers. Okay? Engineers are supposed to make it safe and better for you, the people of Hawaii. But how many times have construction people or contractors, whatever, paid off the building inspection people? Money buys anything, folks. Come on. They even buy out lawyers. So that's the reason why you cannot fight money. But is it worth it? Think about it. This is the second time a car has gone through a parking structure and landed on the ground. The second time, folks, this is not the first time. Okay? And it's a good thing the children weren't playing, because otherwise they'd be dead. When are you, the people of Hawaii, going to put your foot down and get involved? I try my best. I can't do everything. I need the help of you, the people, to do something about these parking structures. The first one happened on Bishop Street, downtown. The car went through the guardrail, down to the ground. This one happened at the Mauna Kea Towers. Okay, the Mauna Kea Towers, folks, and this is the one that really upsets me. I mean, when are we going to wake up? The Mauna Kea Towers is supposed to be for affordable housing. People in Section 8 and all that stuff that cannot afford to pay the high cost of rent. Wake up. That car was a brand new Mercedes. That lady lives in Mauna Kea Towers. How can she afford to buy a car like that with no money to pay for high rent? Call your representatives. Call your council members. I've talked to them. I've talked to Carol Fukunaga. Will listen? I tell them all the time. Do you find foreigners homeless on the street? You find any foreigners homeless on the street? No. They're local people. What's up? I don't know. Does anybody care about the people? This is so sad. But most of all, the way the parking structure is built, it's unbelievable. Car could have stuck throttle, the driver could have panicked, whatever the excuse may be, but it's not supposed to be able to go through the guardrail. It went through the guardrail, folks. And the only time I see people wake up and make noise is when there's a death. That's too late. But most of all, that Monarchy housing, I've told these politicians so many times, check the parking lot. How are these people able to afford BMWs, Mercedes, all brand new cars, if they don't have money? You don't have to scan their bank account. Just ask them, how did you afford to buy this car? These foreigners have money in their home country. They just go get their money from home country and buy the car. Whereas the local families, they are all scrutinized and looking at their bank account and saying, okay, you have too much money, you don't qualify for this building. Yes. But the ones that really qualify for that building, they don't get in. They don't get in. It's sad. It's sad when people today don't help each other. But anyway, just me making noise. Up to you, the people, to help me out. But that guardrail, number one, needs to be redone. Please have the building department go check all buildings, parking structures for their guardrails to be redone. Something has to be done before somebody get killed. Okay? Just me making noise won't get anything done. So anyway, if your gas pedal gets stuck for any reason, or you're going into the parking structure, into the stall, have your hand on the shifter. Okay, with the manual transmission, you slip the clutch in and that's it. Let the motor rev. On the automatic, shift it into neutral. Okay, just shift it into neutral. That's it. Let the engine rev up. It's safer to let it rev up than kill yourself or kill somebody. Just a safety precaution. Whenever you're driving into a high-rise parking structure and going into a stall that has a guardrail that goes out of the building, put your hand on the shifter. Okay? Now, how many will do that? Who knows? Okay, who do we have?
No.
Okay. We can continue with our station break.
Yes. You're listening to George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And as far as bad roads, talking about the potholes and stuff on the road, there's good and bad. With the roads being so bad, it's good for the auto repair business and the tire shops. There's a lot of business for them. As far as speeding, you're going to find less people speeding on bad roads. So, it's not all one way, but it's two ways. And I don't know. You have to pick. But if somebody is speeding on a bad road, if he has to turn, stop, or do whatever, he won't be doing it as well on that kind of road versus a smooth road. Okay? So, but anyway, somebody had mentioned about the airbag for the Mercedes that went through the guardrail and down to the ground. The airbag opens at 35 miles or faster, not below. So if you're not going 35 miles an hour, there's no airbags.
But it doesn't deploy just because of that impact?
Mm-mm. It goes by speed, 35 miles or faster.
I thought it was by impact, too.
And the airbag, I don't think would have any play as far as cutting the injury, because the airbag protects your face and not your body. The seat belts do the body, and the seat belt does not crisscross your body. It goes one side. So the side that doesn't have the seat belt, which is the right side, goes forward, and that twists your back. So that's the reason why racing organizations like IHRA, NHRA, drag racing, does not allow for the factory seat belts. It has to be the crisscross, because in a head-on collision, the body will twist depending on the impact. It can have a severe injury. Okay? So they claim that the lap belt by itself is safer than the factory seat belts with the shoulder harness. Shoulder harness is supposed to protect both shoulders. That's the right way. In fact, if you look it up, NHRA and the rest of the organizations have changed the rulings of the width of the shoulder harness from the 2 inches, like the factory one, to 4 inches. It's a wider strap now because it's safer. Okay? So, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. If you have a question, announcement, or whatever, okay? So, but yes, people need to get involved in what's happening, especially those guardrails, okay? Because this is the second one, like I said, there's going to be a third one. And hopefully, no one gets injured or die. It's really dangerous. And what's weird is, go check it. The first one that happened was on the third floor. The second one was also on the third floor. Why the third floor? Why not the fourth or the fifth? Or the first? Okay. Check your tire pressure. Highly recommended to be using 44 pounds. I know tire shops and people all set it at 32. 32 pounds is the old, obsolete tire pressure. The new tires coming out now from the 80s is 44. It's a higher pressure. The same with racing. In racing, it was low pressure. Today, they're all running high pressure.
So isn't some even like 51 or something?
Yes. The newer tires coming out is at 51. And for those of you that did drag racing way back, the rear tires, we ran 6 pounds. That's like flat.
Why?
For more traction.
Doesn't that hold back the speed?
Yeah. But, you know, as technology went up and things like that, the tire manufacturers, like Goodyear was my sponsor, they worked on it, and Goodyear came out now with the rear tires at 70 pounds. 70 pounds, not 6. That's why the cars are going faster and straighter, because of the high pressure. It becomes more stable. With the low pressure, it becomes really wobbly and spooky.
You know, there's those tires that it's called, what, run flat tires or something?
Yeah, that's the type of tire you flatten them and run them.
Do they make it for all types of cars or just certain cars?
They make it for all cars.
Is there any advantage to it other than, or that is the advantage, running it when your tire's flat? Like if you run into a nail or something?
Yeah, you can run it flat. But you can't run it forever like that. You got to take it in to have it repaired. But the run flat tires usually have an air sensor. The air sensor will tell you the right rear tire is low. And that's when you take it in and have it repaired. The trade-off to run flat tires, it eats gasoline because it's 2 times heavier than the normal tire. The heavier the tire, the heavier the wheel, the more gas it eats. Okay?
So if your car came with run flats, are you able to change it to regular tires?
Sure.
Well, it doesn't have to be run flats.
No. But women like the run flat because they don't want to get out and get dirty to change tires.
Well, you're not supposed to like change tires on the highway anyway, right?
Right. Right, but people do it. People do it. I lost a classmate years and years ago changing a flat tire on the freeway in the mainland. It's not safe. It's safer to drive off the freeway, buy a new tire. Okay? So
would you say, what would you do? Like buy run flats or just buy regular tires?
If it's a woman, I would recommend run flat, because it's unsafe for women to go out on a side road or any place to try to change a flat tire. Too many crazy people on there. So for women, yes, flat, run flat. You're going to spend a little more for gasoline, yes. But you have to have the air sensors in the tire. If you don't have those air sensors and the car is not equipped with the air sensors, no. You don't run flat. You run the regular tire. Only if your car was equipped with that, then it'd be a good idea. But for the guys, no. Get the regular tire because it saves gas.
Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Okay.
I got a question about 3 points after that. I'll ask the question first. I'm wondering about windshield wipers. What do you recommend? And do you know, what do you think about silicone? And is there any place in town to buy silicone windshield wipers?
We've tested the silicone windshield wipers, and we didn't come out with good results. The regular Denso windshield wiper is good.
Denso?
Mm-hmm.
Denso.
That brand.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Where do you get that at?
Napa and O'Reilly.
When I looked on the internet, they were talking about Bosch being some of the better ones.
The difference between Bosch and Denso, the only thing we see is the price. As far as quality, is the same.
I see. Denso. Okay. How much do they run about? You know, they have a rough, depending on the length of the wiper.
Yeah, depends on the car.
Okay. Anyway, and I have a couple of other things. The woman going over the out of the parking structure, it looked like they had rebar, reinforced cement in there. It looked like they were probably at least 4 to 6 inches worth of solid concrete with rebar in it. So that's going to be hard to build something big enough or strong enough. You probably have to double the amount of cement in it or whatever kind of thing to, you know, protect from somebody going over the side like that with, you know, somebody hitting, somehow the throttle must have got stuck open or her foot got pushed down to the floor somehow. I don't know. But anyway, one of the solutions that would work for that, I think, is if they, you know, took like a steel guardrail and put it up against the wall, the cement wall there, and just bolt it right to, you know, bolt long sections right to that wall. That would spread the load out. You know, they might be able to have a lot of force, but it would spread the load out over a lot bigger area, and I don't think they could get through it then. So that would be an easy way to, or easy and a quick way to, you know, rectify that situation.
You would think the engineers would know that.
Well, I don't think they, you know, they necessarily need to figure out on people driving through the the thing, you know, kind of thing. I mean, you'd have to build a castle to, you know, protect against all that stuff. But it looked like pretty thick reinforced concrete, you know. But when you get, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of stuff going at that thing at full speed, or I don't know how far she had a starting point from, but you know, that's, you know, you can protect against certain things, but, you know, they had steel reinforced concrete there, you know, kind of thing. But like I say, a nice steel guardrail just bolted right to the face of the concrete wall would spread the thing out, and they're not going to go through that, you know, kind of thing would be an easy way for doing that. Anyway, the second thing I wanted to mention is I've been noticing the different roads and stuff that are getting repaved, and I'm really wondering how much AC is going down.
2 inches.
You think so?
I seen it.
Anyway, you know why Camilo turns into hufftailing past King Street, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And hufftailing, right where you get off of the freeway there, has been a terrible road, all kinds of potholes, all kinds of crap on it. Anyway, they repaved that recently, and it's got potholes again.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drive down it, I think I've seen some places where there were, you know, some kind of fittings in the road or something like that, and you kind of glance down. I didn't get out and measure it, but when you kind of glance down at it, it looked like it was, you know, maybe a half an inch or something worth of AC. It'd sure be good for people to watch to see how much AC they're putting down, you know.
That's right.
Kind of thing. Because hufftailing is full of pothole. You know, they got pothole patches there again, and it was just repaved.
Mm-hmm.
So is the mayor just putting all this stuff down, thinking that, you know, he's going to have people happy, and then it's all going to go to hell in a year or two, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's anyway, right.
I hope people can watch that and maybe report it to, you know, maybe call into the show or call into the city or something, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing, of course, is the rail is, you know, it's transportation in reverse, you know. This thing is gonna screw up the bus system out in the Everside if they get that in there, and people are going to have to get off a come in, you know, from Macaw, get off the bus, get onto the rail, take the rail in, get off the rail, take another bus, and, you know, it's going to be a mess, you know, kind of thing. Not only that, when if they ever build that elevated structure past Middle Street, it's going to screw up a lot of traffic lanes in Honolulu. It's going to make it a lot worse, a lot more traffic congestion. Dillingham is going to lose two full lanes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to put another traffic coming into town onto Nimitz, you know? I mean, it's already overcrowded and stuff. And where are you going to put all this traffic? It's going to screw up the regular traffic. And the rail is supposed to deal with about 4% of the commuters What about the other 96% of us?
Oh, that's all right.
Just incredible. Mm-hmm. Just in, and that, and then the city council's over there trying to rip off the handicap and raise up the bus rates, and you know they're throwing billions of dollars around like it's confetti. And then they're sitting there ripping off the little people even more. You know, these people are out of their minds.
Yep.
You know, somebody got to stop this. Somebody's got to do something about it. You know, but this is going to be a real disaster if they continue on with that thing. It's you know, billions of dollars to screw up your whole city. You know, just incredible. Anyway, I hope people start really, you know, giving some thought to this. What the answer can be to this rail situation is to turn it into a bus rapid transit system and use the elevated structure up, you know, maybe they can build it up to Middle Street, use the elevated structure as a guided busway. That way the buses can go up onto it and have drives so they can go down to the ground level and pick up passengers. You can do away with the whole rail system. You can do away with the tracks, all the electrical stuff, the cars. Do away with all of that stuff and save a lot of money. And then the bus will be able to go up onto the structure, down to the people on the ground level and stuff. And it would be a much, much superior system to the rail. And, you know, buses can come down at Middle Street and be express buses and go to the university or Waikiki directly, you know, kind of thing. Or, you know, do have a regular bus, you know, regular bus stops that people can access instead of being 20 feet up in the air where they can't get to them, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway, just some thoughts, some ideas. I hope people really need to think about this rail and stop this thing now before it really screws things up. Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have to go to another break, and then we'll be right back with more callers. You're listening to George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
EnviroClean. Is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my four.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
Okay, before I go, just a quick question. Somebody wants to know if you're going to be at that Windward Mall Cruise Night tonight?
Windward Mall Cruise Night. If it's raining, no.
Okay.
If it's not, yes. Okay.
Okay. We have Bill from Kaimuki.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, George. I have a question. I took my car to a service station to repair because of a fast oil leak. And they said, I have a V6 Toyota. They took out half of the top of the engine because the leak was pretty bad. And then just the parts alone cost me a little over $3,000 for everything, labor and parts. And then I took the car, went out, and from Milan Service Station, I drove to Costco, come back. When I reached to Okinawa Center, coming down the gulch, no brakes. I told my wife, just hold on, I have to stay way back. And then when I got to the service station, I drove easy to the front, and I told them, hey, how come? What's wrong with you guys? No brakes? Now, whose fault would that be?
Their fault.
The manager's fault?
The repairman.
Oh, boy. And this happened a couple months ago. And they didn't do anything else. Yeah, they fixed the brakes. But that was the worst part. I don't know what's wrong with them, boy. Three of them. And so about a year ago, they had, two good awards on the ads? Nothing now.
Well, I recommend using AT205. That product, Able Tom 205, you add it to your motor oil.
205.
Okay. If you have an oil leak, you put it in the motor oil or wherever it's leaking, transmission, power steering, whatever. Put it in, and in 500 miles, the leak will stop. That's the cheapest repair.
Okay. What's wrong with that? Well, that guy talked to you. He should go get his own radio station, and he can chat all you like.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, I know I always call you and I talk about one topic, you know, the cell phone usage along with, you know, driving a vehicle. Well, it happened. I almost got hit by one. I was shopping at Safeway on, you know, Vineyard Boulevard, the Puppy Longs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking and this lady is texting on her phone, and she almost hit me. If I wasn't
you gotta watch.
If I wasn't proactive enough to stop and watch, she would have hit me. So you got these guys driving around in shopping center parking lots, mm-hmm, talking on their phone, and you know why people think that they can do it, right? Because they're only going 5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess nowadays a lot of drivers, they value a text over a life.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
too bad.
Thanks, sir. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's time again that we have to say aloha. Please, folks, get involved. Don't stay quiet. Make noise. Get involved. Okay? Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you next week, Saturday. Aloha.